Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayomer Moshe Aleihem Ish Al Yosir Rabbeinu Ad Boki." Don't leave any mun over to the morning. So, what's the pshat? Why was he? What was the concern here that they're gonna leave mun over? So the Nitziv has an interesting pshat. There's a Maseches Derech Eretz, which talks about, in general, I guess, a minhag among Hasidim, Harishonim, Sadikim, that no matter what, even if you're hungry, you leave a little bit over on your plate. You know, maybe, I don't know what today's diets are, but the Maseches Derech Eretz says, you should, even though, you know, what about waste? What about Baal Tashkes? So, it's Tikkun Hamidos, as the Aruch HaShulchan writes by Shabbos Shira. You could feed the birds, because you're not feeding the birds, if you're working on your own Hamidos. So, over here, Maseches Derech Eretz is not worried about leaving over. It's just a good Anhaga Tova, you work on your Taiva. And that's why the Nitziv writes, probably, Ish, it's Dafka applies to a man, this halacha. So I want to discuss whether it's a Zman Grum or not, but Nitziv says Ish, because that's the men are more Bali Taiva, and therefore for them, they work on this Derech Eretz, so therefore it wouldn't be Nogea to women. But the Nitziv writes, wants to know, so could you leave over the mun? So that's what. So he's saying, Yosi, even though normally, let's say you leave it over, when it comes to the mun, Yosi or Mimeno, I don't leave anything over. And that's why, so the question is, so what's shot right after? By Yixov Aleya Moshe. Moshe went steaming on them as they left it over. Because. Why? They just followed their, they went with the Maseches Derech Eretz even on the mun. So that's what they explained on the Dafka, like we do in Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibo Torah Misinai, that when it comes to men, not only to halachas, when it comes to ethics, also it's Kashat Siva Hashem. So you don't decide when it's Derech Eretz to leave something over and when it's not. You have to follow the Ratan Hashem. So therefore, since over here Moshe Alpi Hashem Tid Ayosir Mimenu Ad Bokir, that means in this situation you don't leave it over. And in general, they point out what was the issue of leaving it, what's the big deal about leaving it. Let's say they weren't hungry. So if you're leaving it over, you're not hungry, why is that an issue? It wouldn't be. But if you leave it over, it shows that the Mefarshim say you're not a Maimon. You don't believe why you're leaving the man over. Because it looks like you don't believe that there's going to be mun tomorrow. If mun is a test, that's the whole discussion. We know mun's a test. Some say it was a test of the ani, that the ani never knows where he's getting food. He has to walk around, he only takes a bite out of the bread. Others say it's an isayin of the usher. You know it's coming tomorrow. Not to take it for granted. Others, Rashi, say it's just following the directions. So, we're saying over here that it showed a lack of amuna that they leaving over it. So we see that it turned into when Moshe, so Moshe doesn't know why you're leaving it over. So perhaps if you left it over for that reason, it'd be okay. But he saw Vayorim Tola and Vayivash. Why did it get spoiled? It must be that they left it over. It was Megala. They were lacking in amuna. And therefore, the man represented the moon. In fact, it's the Chasim Sofer writes that one of the reasons they bring down the Mefarshim talk about why on Shabbos Shira, why do we feed the birds? So there are many reasons. But the Chasim Sofer is, as he's quoted in Sefer Taimei HaMinhagim, that because of the jar of manna was usually left in the Beis HaMikdash. What was it there for? To show our amunah and bitachon in Hashem. And that's what the mun was for. So when they left it over, they were showing they were lacking amunah. And then the Chasim Sofer continues and says, man hazeh, that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash or the manah, so what do we do? So we used, when we feed the birds on Shabbos Shira, that's to reinforce our emunah and bitachon. And why Shabbos Shir, why Parshas Bishalach? Because when we read about the man, how it sustained the Klal Yisrael for all those years, for 40 years, so we give food to the birds, we feed the birds. So by serving the birds, it reminds us that just like the birds receive their panasa, so to speak, their sustenance, without much effort on their part, they just have to go down and eat it. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of our needs when we follow in the ways of the Torah and mitzvahs. So that's what the Chasam Sofer writes. The man represented. That's why it was put in the Beis HaMikdash from Mechazek Ramuna. So therefore, the fact that Moshe Torah was spoiled, it shows that they didn't do it because they just weren't hungry. They did it because they were lacking in Amunah and Hashem, and hence Vayikzov Moshe.